Hello and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Fertig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. On today's episode, we are going to unravel the complex and crucial topic of gerrymandering in Ohio. We'll dive into its history, past legal challenges, and explore how other states address gerrymandering. Additionally, we'll review the proposed amendment, Issue 1, that will be on November's ballot. Redistricting happens every 10 years to reflect U.S. Census data. New population information determines how many seats each state gets in the U.S. House of Representatives. As of 2020, Ohio has 15 congressional districts, 33 state Senate districts, and 99 state House districts. Gerrymandering is drawing those district boundaries to favor one political party over another. For many years, Ohio's redistricting process was dominated by partisan interest, with both parties manipulating district lines to secure electoral advantages. Let's look at our current political situation. In the Ohio State Senate, there are 26 Republicans and 7 Democrats. In the Ohio House of Representatives, there are 67 Republicans and 32 Democrats. By this math and representation, Ohio is almost 70% Republican. But in statewide elections, the divide is much smaller. In the 2022 Senate race, the Republican candidate, J.D. Vance, won with 53% of the vote. Presidential nominee Donald Trump won Ohio twice by 53.3% in 2020 and 51.8% in 2016. So how does gerrymandering work? There are two basic techniques, cracking and packing. Cracking splits groups of people with similar characteristics, such as party affiliation, across multiple districts, with their vote strength being divided. These groups struggle to elect their preferred candidate in any of the districts. Packing is the opposite of cracking. Map drawers cram certain groups of voters into as few districts as possible. In these districts, the packed groups are likely to elect their preferred candidates, but the group's voting strength is weakened elsewhere. Cracking and packing can often result in irregularly shaped districts, but this is not always the case. Now, gerrymandering has been an issue for a while. Ohio voters actually approved anti-gerrymandering ballot issues in 2015 and 2018, passing two amendments that address how Ohio draws its districts. These amendments created a bipartisan commission known as the Ohio Redistricting Commission, comprised of 3 statewide elected officials and 4 lawmakers. These amendments established rules against splitting counties, municipalities, and townships. The commission was also required to try to reflect recent statewide election results. This sounds great, but the new redistricting process was messy from the start. Muddled by political fights, missed deadlines, last-minute votes, and numerous legal battles. During this time, the Ohio Supreme Court rejected the state house map 5 times and the congressional district map 2 as unconstitutional. At one point, the Ohio Supreme Court held a contempt hearing for the 7 members of the redistricting commission for missed deadlines. Nothing was resolved, and without a compromise or a map, the issue was elevated to the U.S. Supreme Court, who sent the issue back to the Ohio Supreme Court, and around it went. These decisions underscore the difficulties of achieving truly fair representation and the complexities of ensuring compliance with reform measures. Gerrymandering is not an issue unique to Ohio. Other states face similar challenges. For example, North Carolina has been a battleground for gerrymandering disputes. In February 2022, the North Carolina Supreme Court struck down a congressional district map as excessively partisan. They ruled that the new map violated the provisions in the state constitution guaranteeing free elections. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld this ruling. However, the North Carolina Supreme Court has overturned its original ruling and the disputed maps are in place. Kentucky is another state with significant gerrymandering issues. In 2022, a lawsuit filed with the state court alleged that the maps were extremely partisan and against the Kentucky Constitution. The trial court concluded that the Kentucky state constitution does not expressly prohibit partisan gerrymandering, even though both congressional and state house maps were, in fact, partisan gerrymanders. As we approach November, there is a proposed ballot measure that aims to further address gerrymandering in Ohio. Issue 1 would replace the current Ohio Redistricting Commission with a 15-member citizen commission, 5 independents, 5 Republicans, and 5 Democrats. Members could not be elected officials, lobbyists, or political consultants. If voters approve of these changes, the Citizen Commission could draw new maps next year. The ballot language is disputed and will be determined by the Supreme Court later this month. Don't forget to do your research and really consider how this might impact the future of Ohio's political landscape. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the 4th floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.